To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I think it moved.
It moved.
You better, you best count. That's kickoff at MGM Network, Week 14, NFL Sunday. All the side, all the total moves for every game on the board. And Sammy, let's begin about 20 minutes for me in the Jersey Meadowlands at MetLife Stadium with the Dolphins and the Jets. And I can put my Grant Leader hat on for a second to give you the weather update. It is cold, but not too cold. Not really windy. No snow on the ground. I think this will function as a normal game coming up with the Dolphins and the Jets. What do we have side in total? Anything you find interesting?
Really not a ton of movement in the last 3 to 4 days. Miami opened -3 on the road. Now we're 2.5 basically everywhere. And the total, depending on where you look, hasn't moved. 41.5 on the open. BetMGM has 41. Other books have 41.5. So we start it moved with a game that hasn't really moved that much.
You have an opinion on the game one way or another?
I took the Jets last week. I don't feel like doing it again. Even though I got out of there with a win and got my money, kind of want to just run.
Here's a nice segue for you. I think Devon Achane's going to run a lot today on this Jets defense. I like Miami a little bit. I haven't bet it. You want to play the Dolphins with me?
No, I'm good. Okay. Like I said, give me that Jets money from last week and get me the hell out of here.
I will speak for Sammy here. Are there, just before I say this, are there any threes on the board? There were a couple this morning when I did the early show. Any threes on the board at all?
I don't see a single one. I've got 20 books up. I see none.
Okay. I was going to say, like, if you like the Jets, try and find a three. But if a three does not exist, then obviously not much to do here. I lean Miami. I think the Dolphins will be able to run the ball, but not something that I'm very much into. Okay. Ravens and Steelers, Sammy, generally has a lot more intrigue than this. And there is intrigue in the sense that the winner of this game takes over, you know, first place by itself in the AFC North, both teams at 6-6. But neither team playing well coming into this game. What does the betting market have for us, Sam, as Baltimore hosts Pittsburgh?
It's been a shortage in points. The look-ahead total was 47. Now we're at 43, basically everywhere, including BetMGM. So that's been the biggest mover, 47-43. I'm looking at the forecast now. There's not a ton of wind. 2-mile-an-hour winds right now in Baltimore. So it's definitely something else. And the side has come in a little bit. Baltimore 6.5 to 5.5. A little bit of Steelers money.
Yeah, I think we've been bouncing, right, at least in the last like 24 hours, back from 6 to 5.5, back to 6. And for me, the big storyline here is Lamar Jackson. Like, is he healthy? Is he not healthy? And I have no desire, Sam, to bet the Steelers. If Lamar is not healthy, like, how is 6 not a valuable bet? And it has nothing to do with Pittsburgh. I think the Steelers stink. I don't know how I'm not going to click the button on Pittsburgh if it's going to be 6 and Lamar's not healthy. You have an opinion on that one way or another on this game?
Well, he's going to play, though. I think we're just trying to quantify how healthy is he. If you were going to put a number on it, what's he at, 75%?
You know, I watched, obviously, the game on Thanksgiving night. I had the Bengals in the game. The other two games I lost on Thanksgiving, but I did have the Bengals. I actually walked out of that game feeling like he was healthy. I just didn't think he played well. And then he missed practice on Thursday. I'm just like, man, my eyes told me he was healthy. I guess my eyes can be wrong, obviously. 75, I think, is actually a really fair approximation of where I think he's probably at.
I could be interested. I know this is not a Wong teaser method, but since the totals come down 4 points, and we can tease this through 7, 8, 10, and 11, we can tease this to 11.5 with Pittsburgh. Why don't we do that?
I don't hate it at all.
I know there's some professional bettor somewhere going, you can't do that! Watch us. Watch
yeah,
us
right.
tease
I mean,
this through 11 with a total of 43.
Yeah, I want to bet 6 with the Steelers as is. Again, and we'll talk about this when we do Jacksonville and Indianapolis. Like, one of the quarterbacks in the game is not healthy, even if Aaron Rodgers stinks. And I'm not defending Aaron Rodgers. Just, I wanted to lay Baltimore if Lamar was going to be healthy. He didn't practice Thursday. And then maybe he comes at Busters today. He has stunk recently for the Baltimore Ravens. Okay, we'll move on. We'll come back to this game next hour. Sammy, what do we got with the Seahawks and the Falcons in Atlanta?
A lot of 6.5s last night have turned into 7s this morning. BetMGM 7-102. Other books at 7. There's an offshore at 7.5. So game day money on the Seahawks. They've been a very big money maker all season long. The total has come up a little bit, 43.5 to 44, 44.5. But game day money on Seattle for sure.
The bartender, Sam, tell the people about what the bartender likes in this game. And people need to be following Sam's sports betting podcast, Chicken Dinner, at Chicken X Dinner on social media. Sammy tweets out the bartender's plays every weekend.
He's very good at being very bad, and he is on Seattle here. He did get a good number, though. He gave 6.5. We'll also tell you his second game when it comes up in it moved. But he's on Seattle. He went 0-2 last week. He said the Rams were going to, was it slaughter or clobber Carolina?
It was sledgehammer. Sledgehammer.
and Carolina won the game outright.
I tell you, the bartender should be like it. He's a cunning linguist. He should be like an English teacher or something. I appreciate that from the bartender. No play for me on the Seahawks-Falcons game. Seattle, like, scuffling a little bit as of late, and a huge stretch coming up in their schedule, including a game against the Rams in the Pacific Northwest in a couple weeks. All right. We touched on, Sam, the move on the total in the Bills-Bengals game with snow, but no wind really expected in Western New York. And, of course, the two quarterbacks are both studs, Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. What about the side in Buffalo? As the Bengals try to get back into the AFC North race here, Buffalo trying to keep pace with the Patriots, top the AFC East. Bills-Patriots coming up next week, by the way, when New England comes off its bye.
There were fives midweek, Wednesday, Thursday, Buffalo -5. Now we're 6 at a ton of books, including BetMGM. Mentioned the total off the top getting moved up from 52 to 55. So bets on Buffalo, bets on the over. I did nothing side or total, but I found myself, I know you don't like this, I found myself betting more Bills Super Bowl this week because I don't think the Chiefs are getting in and everybody else in the AFC is kind of meh. So I like Josh Allen and I keep buying. I don't know why. I just keep doing it.
Well, we have good news, Sammy, for that. Dalton Kincaid is active for the Buffalo Bills today. Their tight end, who's missed a number of weeks with a hamstring injury. Overnight reports were like he hopes to play. I kind of took that as like a negative. But he is active and will play today for the Bills. And just on that bet, talking about with Buffalo to win the Super Bowl, like I haven't liked the Bills for a couple years now. I don't love McDermott. I don't love this defense. But you nailed it, man. Like, this conference is up. We were talking about the Texans making a run this week. This conference is wide open, and if the Chiefs don't make it, like, you have the best quarterback in the conference. So I'm getting to the point here where I'm going to have to start rethinking this a little bit, because my Super Bowl team out of the AFC, it might not even make the playoffs, but it's all said and done.
Yeah, the only team that scares me as a Buffalo stockholder is Kansas City. That's the only team that can beat Buffalo in the playoffs. But if they don't make it, why not?
Yes, if they don't make it, then they can't be 100% right. And we'll get to the Texans and the Chiefs. I'm nervous here. I will say I think I'm going to bet under 55. I think both teams are going to be able to run the ball quite a bit today. I like Chase Brown. I love James Cook today. Do you want to guess what James Cook's yardage prop is today, rushing yards prop?
I'm going to guess it's in the 90s.
It starts with a 1. So it's like,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Betting markets expecting a huge game from James Cook. I think it was 103.5 last I had checked this morning. I'm not going to bet it, but just because this is one of those situations where market expects him to do well, so do I. Kind of seems like everything's in line there. It would not be shocking to me if he went for like $150 today on a terrible Bengals defense minus Trey Hendrickson.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff week 14 NFL Sunday. Nick Kostos, Sam Panayotovich rolling through the board with you. Browns and Titans in Cleveland will be a football game that was played today.
Joy. That's my cue.
Replace the lyrics of Joy to the World with Cleveland and Tennessee. Shudder Sanders against Cam Ward. What do we got, Sammy? Browns and Titans. I know you're jacked to talk about this game.
The forecast calls for pain, viewer pain. The total, Nick, is down to 33. 33. Open 34, 34.5. Now we're 33. Somebody's got to be favored, so I guess that's Cleveland, -3.5. Oh, man, there's no way I bet this game.
Miles Garrett's coming round. Cam Ward's going down.
The game's gonna suck.
Garrett, by the way, 4 sacks from breaking the single season sack record. It really could happen today. That is not hyperbole against Cam Ward, who takes a ton of sacks. I have one of the pregame shows on my TV here. It is snowing pretty hard right now in Buffalo. It does not look windy, but the snow is coming down. It actually is. Like, I'm watching it right now. We need to talk about the total in this game. So it's 33.5. There's like no wind expected. This is organically a total of like an Iowa Big Ten total. And not even like Iowa a couple years ago.
Over? Don't do it. Nope. I knew you were going to say it. Don't do it.
It's 33.5.
This game's going to be 7-7 going into the fourth quarter.
Maybe you're right. Maybe this game with the Browns and the Tennessee Titans. All right. Oh, man. I was not going to bet this game, Sam, and I thought about it this morning before my first show on WFAN. And am I going to bet J.J. McCarthy? Let's call it Commanders, a 1-point road favorite at Minnesota. 43.5 is the total. Might go up to 44. This is supposed to be, you're the one that's supposed to say this. I kind of got lost in the moment there thinking about betting Minnesota. Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, the starting quarterback. Tell us what we've got here, Sammy. Any movements in Washington and Minnesota? My apologies.
Well, there's been Washington money since Thursday, and that's obviously because it was trending in the right direction for Jaden Daniels. So wise guys, according to John Murray at the Westgate, have been taking Washington. They bet them +2.5. +2, +1.5, +1. Then the favorite flipped. So since Wednesday, Thursday, it's been all Washington money. Minnesota opened -2.5. And now Washington -1, 1.5. So a steady flow of sharp action on the team formerly known as the football team.
That has to be just like people got ahead of the Jaden Daniels news would be my guess, right? That people knew before it became public.
100%. And nobody believes in anybody that plays quarterback for Minnesota.
How'd Max Brosmer look last week in the Will Levis Memorial, throwing the ball to Ernest Jones for an 85-yard touchdown the other way? Not great. I kind of want to bet Minnesota. We'll talk about how I kind of want to bet the Vikings next hour. Spoiler, I like them in a teaser. Okay, moving on. Tampa and New Orleans. Game going to be played in Tampa. And Sammy, before you give us a side and the total, this is not unexpected. ESPN's Adam Schefter tweeted this a couple hours ago, that the Buccaneers would be without their star left tackle, Tristan Wirfs. The actives and inactives have officially come out. Wirfs is inactive today for Tampa, which may explain what's happening a little bit here in this Tampa Bay-New Orleans game.
So the move in this game has been to the under. It was 43 last Sunday. Now we're 41.5 at a ton of shops, Vegas, America, offshore, everywhere. The side, Nick, hasn't really moved. Opened 8, 8.5, and that's basically where we're at, 8, 8.5. So the real small movement is on the total under, which I guess I understand. I like Tampa in a teaser, 8 down to 2, get through 7, get through 3. I think Tampa wins, but I don't want to lay 8.
I bet some New Orleans plus 8.5 this morning. Maybe we can thread the needle. Tampa by 3?
We can middle that. Yeah.
Tampa by 3?
Tampa by 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah. I'm liking me some Tyler Shuck. It's not been bad.
Really?
Speaking of which, you're an oyster guy, right? You shuck your own oysters?
Oh yeah. I do.
You're man of the people, dude. I would never even dream of such a thing. You have to wear a glove, right? My brother-in-law does it sometimes. He wears a glove, like one glove, like Michael Jackson.
So there's this tool that's sort of a rubber guillotine, and it protects you from slicing off your entire hand. So you put the oyster in the little plastic rubber guillotine thing, and then you just take the shucker and just you press down, and it's much easier to show you than tell you, but it's a way to protect yourself from knocking off a digit or two.
From significant body harm, which
yes,
no one wants. We'll get
some
to the
people
rest
out
of
here in Mass. They just use a towel. They put like a towel down, and there's just chaos waiting to happen.
Yeah, I'm not into blood, not into hurting myself if I can avoid it. We'll save the rest of the games for the other side after the actives and inactives. For people not watching the show, shame on you. You have a Mr. Potato Head on your background. My daughter is currently obsessed with Mr. Potato Head. Why do you have a Mr. Potato Head in your background?
Because when I was a kid, we didn't assume gender on potatoes. That's why.
So now the Mr. Potato Head comes with all the Mrs. stuff and the Mr. stuff.
Of course.
And sometimes my daughter puts it together. It'll be like, you know, have like the male features, like mustache with a ponytail, with like a dress. She just loves it. She just goes, potato, potato. She loves it. Anyway, on the other side, we'll bring you the actives and inactives, what we know about the 1 o'clock Eastern time slate of games, and what we think we know about the 4 o'clock slate and the night slate. And then Sam and I will roll through the rest of games, Week 14 NFL Sunday, and that will feature the Bears and the Packers from the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. More You Better You Bet coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.